MTV Cast.
Hello! What up? Alexandra here. Cruising out of that forest of abyss. I don't even know. It was like, I felt trapped in there for a long time. Let's see. I'm headed to Flagstaff. It appears as though I have caught a little bit of congestion. I'm feeling a little stuffy and kind of like under the weather. It could have to do with the fact that it's deep at night. And I'm pretty sure none of us have sleeping bags rated for more than 6 minutes lower than 15. We're all just shivering our guts out, pretending we're sleeping. Let's see. Oh, I had a really long conversation with some baby heads today. I think baby heads are my least favorite thing about biking. And then, as a full squish curious person, I was wondering if a full suspension makes them less terrible. But like, I was gonna go insane. They seemed like talking baby heads to me, like laughing in my face, like, "Ha! You don't have to go fast." So stuff is happening back there. I got a little sad a couple times today because I was really missing Zach and Johnny. This was kind of like part of our trip where we all really came together as a family unit. And we got a room in Mormon Lake, and we stayed till the restaurant opened at like 10. And we rode to... All three of us rode the flag together, and we took a bunch of like shoe off breaks and filtered water. And Zach had to go to the bike shop, so he got a hotel. And Johnny and I slept underneath a tree, and that's where I was like, "Hey, I think I have a crush on you." And he was like, "Hey, I think I am gonna love you for the rest of my life," or something like that. It was really cute. So just like. It's kind of always a relationship. I was like, dude. He's so amazing. I'm so proud of him. It was really hard having a couple down days, really feeling down days and not wanting to lean on him because I didn't want him to have to worry about me. So, I can't wait to see him. I'm like, maybe if I pedal faster, I can get to him sooner. Actually, I'm pretty worked. I'm trying as hard as I can, I think. You know, riding a single speed on the Arizona Trail is very hard. Because, like, the hills aren't, it's not like mountains all the time. You know, like, Colorado Trail, at some point, you're just going to hike biking anyways. Big mountains. But some of these are, like, you know, little baby 50-foot hills. And my legs get too weak, and I can't fucking do it. So then I'm walking. It doesn't even look like a hill. So, it just reminds me of how strong I have to be and how diligent I have to be about drinking water. I kind of suck at that. All of a sudden, my back has to be out of water, and I'm like, oh, shit, where am I getting my next water? And my last thought that I've been crying about for the last, like, 3 hours on and off, it'll pop back into my head every once in a while. I suspected that I would get cut off, and I did. I was thinking about Andrew Shirky, and how amazing of a ride he's had so far. considering last year when I ran into him on Oracle Ridge, I can laugh about it now, but he was broken. His shirt was like shredded off of his body. He told me he was the Incredible Hulk for Halloween. But he was broken. And he DNF'd at 300. And as far as I know, that was like the first race I ever saw Andrew quit. And I was like, oh my god, he's a fucking human! And then to watch him come back, ride so strong, so determined. It's just like totally Andrew, man. He is like one of the best people I've ever met. I'm so grateful to be able to love him, to call him a friend, and a brother, and a teammate. I just, he's the best dude ever. And I hope he grows wings and ascends the canyon and can get the corner to hug his wife, beautiful, amazing Katie. And then they can wait for me for a couple days because my ass is so ragged. But yeah, thinking about Andrew a lot. And he's probably the best humans in the whole world. So send them love for getting through the canyon unscathed. I know I am. Love you, Andrew. Okay. I'm in baby head to the chat. Later.